Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Talks will resume today between UPS and Teamsters Union in hopes of agreeing on a new contract. The current agreement expires on July 31st, and the union is already set to strike. Several large companies that utilize UPS have notified customers this week that there may be shipping delays. UPS officials say they're focused on reaching an agreement. President Biden will be designating a new national monument to honor Emmett Till and his mother, Mamie Till Mobley. The 14-year-old black child from Chicago was kidnapped, beaten, and brutally murdered in Mississippi back in 1955. Biden will sign a proclamation today on what would have been Emmett's 82nd birthday to establish the Emmett Till and Mamie Till Mobley National Monument at three sites. They include two sites in Mississippi and one at a church on Chicago's south side. The blistering heat wave that's been hitting the southwest for weeks is expanding toward the middle of the country. It's likely to bring temperatures toward 100 degrees to several Midwest states this week, while the East Coast could see its hottest weather of the summer. Tens of millions of Americans remain under heat alerts. Meantime, Phoenix's streak of days above 110 degrees was extended to 25 on Monday. High temperatures remain in the forecast in states like California, Nevada, Texas, and Florida. It's being reported you will no longer get a knock at the door from the IRS.
The IRS is discontinuing unannounced visits to taxpayers to enhance safety measures and reduce confusion. While revenue officers have traditionally visited homes and businesses for tax collection, the agency has announced that, with a few exceptions, this practice will now be replaced by mailed appointment letters. I'm John Schaefer.
Raise your spoons. It's officially National Hot Fudge Sunday Day. USA News.
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is supporting his fellow actors in the ongoing SAG-AFTRA strike. According to a new report from Variety, The Rock made a seven-figure donation to the SAG-AFTRA Foundation to help offset financial difficulties. The foundation reached out to over 2,000 of the Guild's highest-paid members and implored them to donate, which clearly touched the hearts of many, including The Rock. SAG-AFTRA announced it was the largest donation they've ever received from someone at one time, and the money will help thousands of actors receive financial assistance during this strike. The price of Spotify is getting more expensive as costs for Spotify's premium subscriptions are going up. The music streaming service announced a premium individual subscription will cost about $10.99 a month, an increase of a dollar. Meanwhile, premium duo subscriptions will jump $2 to $14.99 a month, and premium family will now cost $16.99 a month. The Obama's personal chef drowns near their Martha's Vineyard estate.
Massachusetts police said the body of Tafari Campbell was found Monday after they responded to reports of a missing paddleboarder at Edgerton Great Pond. The Obamas were not at home during the incident and have released a statement saying Campbell was a warm, fun, extraordinarily kind person. The investigation into his death is ongoing. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it's Tuesday morning in America. Are you alive? Are you awake? You've had your first cup of coffee? Ready to go? Well, let me tell you, we got Liz Pink here. She's going to get us going here. A Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very happy to join you, as always. Thank you.
Wonderful. Hey, last night it hit me. I was just thinking about this. You know, the number that they're talking about that Joe Biden and the family have gotten, they're estimating, Comer saying, somewhere 20, maybe 30, $30 million. And I'm thinking, Liz, would you sell your soul, your career, everything for $30 million? Is that all it would take?
The answer is no, I don't think I would. You know, I'm sure they don't. I don't know. Look, you know.
The question I'm asking though really is not. I know you wouldn't, but I'm just saying, is $30 million enough for somebody who was the vice president of the United States now, you know, and going to be, you know, president of the United States, that he would sell everything out? I mean, to me, $30 million in the parlance and the economy of the Beltway is chump change. You know, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking. If they're really able to get down to this, I mean, we're talking mega millions. I mean, we're talking big lotto ticket kind of winnings.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know. I cannot put myself.
I just have the sense. I just have the sense that it is. Go ahead. But yeah, go ahead.
No, I cannot place my. Well, you're saying there's more money to be found. I suspect that may be true. I do think when the CEO of Burisma says it'll take 10 years. To find the $5 million bribes that he supposedly gave to both Biden and his son, you know, he's probably right. It's probably so convoluted, a passageway through such a complex network of LLCs and back channels and other kinds of sub-S corporations. I don't even know. I don't know how you launder money. I don't know how you hide it. But my guess is they've done extremely well at it. And so there's probably more money to be found. But you know, Bill, this is an astonishing moment in our country's history where a sitting president is accused of pretty awful crimes, basically taking bribes, using his position as vice president to rake in all kinds of money from countries where he was a point person appointed to go ferret out corruption.
Right.
Look, I don't know what they're going to be able to prove, but the good news is, despite the absolute blockade of information, I wrote a piece today about the New York Times simply ignoring this entire story.
Right.
Even with that, Americans get what's going on. And I think increasingly they think Joe Biden is corrupt. Increasingly, by the way, they also think that the harassment and prosecution of crimes against Donald Trump is politically motivated. Both of those things are true, I believe. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think we're on the way to sort of resetting this track we're on, which, as two-thirds of the country says, is on the wrong track, you know, headed in the wrong direction. There's a very good piece by Glenn Harlan Reynolds today in the Post about how it's not average Americans who are coming up with all the stupid things that have gone on in the last 5 years. It's the elites. It's the people like you and me, I suppose, who are supposed to be thought leaders who've decided that the best way to combat crime is to get police off the street, and who've decided that it's a perfectly okay for a 13-year-old to mutilate her body because she has a passing thought that maybe she's actually a boy. I mean, you go through all the idiocy that's going on, and it's all this kind of cabal of Ivy League educated theorists who want to kind of ladle their theories on the rest of the country. And the prime example of that, probably the best example of that, is this insanity that we're now confronting regarding climate change. I think the country agrees that we are seeing a warming trend. The country agrees that there are reasonable things to do to counter that. But the interference in the average American's life from this government will not stop. And I think at the end of the day, that may be why some people get out of their chairs and go vote or send in a ballot, because I'm tired of it. I'm tired of being told I can't have the kind of stove I want, or being forced to buy an EV. Seeing, by the way, our American auto industry basically torched by these mandates that so far are losing. I mean, Ford Motor Company is losing money on every EV it sells. So is that a success? I don't think so. And are we going to get there? Only if taxpayers basically underwrite the entire enterprise.
Yeah, but even then, how long, Liz? I mean, you know, you've got some of these governors saying, oh, we're going to get ambitious and by the year 2035, and you don't have the infrastructure to get you there. You don't have the infrastructure to even get you there 15% of the way. It's absurd.
And they're ignoring that totally. This is the worst. I mean, if indeed we are on the cusp of a big rollout of a new technology, a new approach to power, et cetera, there has to be serious planning, and there has been none. We see across the country, Bill, projects in limbo because there are no transmission lines to hook up to. Electric grids are unready to build new transmission lines. And by the way, what's the opposition to putting in new transmission lines? The very groups that are pushing us to go all electric. It doesn't make any sense. And I think the tragedy is electric bills this year and next year will be up 10-12%, something in this country we have not had in decades, because we have abundant cheap energy. It has fueled our prosperity. And who's going to pay the biggest price for that? It is people in lower income brackets who can't afford to see their power costs, their electricity costs, their home heating costs go up 10 or 12% a year. These are the people who will bear the brunt of this insanity that has taken hold of the White House. And it really is. I mean, our foreign policy is dictated by climate change agenda, our industry regulation, the FTC, the SEC, everything is geared. This is the number one ambition of this White House. And I got to tell you, I think it is seriously erroneous.
Well, and I agree with you. I think you started out and you said these theorists, and that has been my complaint for years, is we get these Ivy League theorists that come in with their ideas. There's no track record, no empirical evidence. It's just some, you know, passion and a degree, you know, from Yale or Harvard. And all honor and glory given to somebody, you know, and then you give them, let's put the brand name of Bud Light in your hands, okay, and see what you can do with it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I was reading an update on that today. Isn't it just astounding the damage that has been done to that brand? And, you know, companies really need to look out, because that's not the only company that's going to be torched. I mean, if you do something offensive to the American people, and I'm not talking about the Ivy League brain trust in you know, the halls of Congress. I'm talking about real people. You're going to pay for it, and I'm glad. I think it's great. I think it's great to see this pushback.
Well, this is what we love about the free market system, because the people always get a vote, don't they?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, we're going to break. We've got more from Liz Peek. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Liz Peek there. She's a Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, with all the reveals that are coming out, and I'll tell you, America can thank their lucky stars and burn novena candles from now until Jesus comes, because the Republicans have control
of the House, because we're starting to get, you know, to your point, if we're going to get this country back on track, we got to know what is. Okay, and we've been lied to. We've been told that we're supposed to believe certain things, and we're finding out, you know, the truth is it's coming out. And as you said, things are tightening up, particularly around the Biden family. And Leader McCarthy is now, you know, he's not holding back and saying, okay, we're on the road to impeachment here. We're gonna have to file some impeachment articles. I think it's going to be a tough battle for, I mean, look at, you're talking attorneys even in the Senate on the Democratic side. How do they, I mean, as legal wards of the court, how are they going to defend the evidence and support Joe Biden? I mean, because it doesn't seem like there's an accident here.
No, So I think there are two things. One is there's a trial in the court of public opinion, which is well underway. And I think Devin Archer's sworn testimony next Monday will put the end to the lie that Joe Biden never talked about even Hunter Biden's business activities. We know that's not true. We know it's not true. We've seen pictures. We've seen Tony Bobulinski come forward and say, yeah, I met with him. I talked about, you know, what we're
amazing,
doing.
Right?
I mean, it's incredible that the media has stiff-armed this story so far, but it can't go on forever. And I, to your point, having House hearings is not nothing, right? I mean, now there is still the missing link. The missing link is a check deposited in Joe Biden's bank account from some of these activities. Now, are we ever going to actually find that? Nobody really knows. I think if they had those audio transcripts from the CEO of Burisma that presumably taped Joe Biden talking about taking a bribe in exchange for getting Shokin, the prosecutor, fired in Ukraine, I think that would do it. That would be an impeachment moment. But they're very close to that. And I do think the mounting body of evidence, when there's this much smoke, there is absolutely fire, and everybody knows it. I mean, Democrats want it just to go away. It's not going to go away. And thank heavens, you know, we need to get to the bottom of this. But as I say, the biggest thing to me is to get these clowns out of the White House, because, boy, are they destroying our country. And
they really are.
That's not hyperbole. I believe that. When you take the military and you impose in the military all these DEI initiatives and wokeness, I know that's a word that's overused these days, but it sort of summarizes an awful lot of things that in the military do not belong and
exactly.
that are basically controlling promotions, things like that, and policy and readiness. It is a farce, and I cannot imagine that this is good for our recruitment efforts. We've seen those are falling short.
Well, of course, they're plummeting. I mean, they're falling short on every end. Who wants to be involved with this stuff and, you know, sit there and go, wait a minute, I've got to take two semesters of pronouns to understand, the pronoun vernacular. I mean, this is crazy. It totally is. And to your other point is that here it is, the military is, you know, they're debating on whether or not the American people should be paying for somebody to be sexually transformed. Well, wait a minute, transition, give me a break. This is not what the military is about. They're off target. But that just seems to be the case all the way around. And getting back to what you were saying earlier, if you listen to what the White House and how they've talked about this situation, initially started Joe Biden said, I had nothing to do with that woman.
Right.
No, that was somebody else. I'm sorry, but no, but the same, you know, the same temperament had nothing to do. Then it's kind of like, well, Joe Biden is not in business with his son. So the language has been finessed in such a way to where, you know, I don't know. You can somehow just say, well, he's not a total liar. Maybe he's just a little bit of a liar.
So that's where we are. It's shades of gray, and it's an embarrassment, obviously. And I think it's just horrific. But look, you know what? Let them dig their grave. And meanwhile, the important thing is, and I'm really mad at President Trump, because once again, he gave people concerns about mail-in voting. Folks, if the other side is voting for 3 months and we have one day, we're not going to win elections.
Exactly.
We have got to adopt all the policies and voting practices that Democrats have adopted that help them win elections. That's just that simple. More votes, win elections. And don't tell me about secret ballots and all the rest of the stuff. Okay, there may be some fraud, but let's win the thing in such big numbers that the fraud isn't going to matter. That is the mandate.
100%.
That's what we've got to do.
Yeah, 100%. If they're ballot harvesting, we ballot harvest. You know, if they're going to the old folks' home, hey, we're going there too.
Exactly,
you know,
right.
We'll bring plenty of muffins and cake and make sure everybody has a good time. But this has been absurd. And you know, that was the thing. I don't know if I told you this or not, but I had gotten a call from the RNC, you know, for donating. You know, they wanted some money.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to the gal for about 2.5 minutes, and she's just it almost sounded like a robot. I thought, I'm being worked here. I must be a robot. And I finally said, are you a real person? You know, or what? You know, she goes, yeah. She goes, well, I'm reading the script, you know, off a computer. I said, well, you know, I've been listening to you, you know, patiently for 2.5 minutes, which I have a rare 2.5 minutes. But I thought, okay, finally I pick up the phone and I'll give you 2.5 minutes. I said, you go on and on about all the stuff and Joe Biden and everything. And you know what's missing out of your whole spiel? The number one most important thing that my listeners are most concerned with is, what are you doing about voter integrity? What are you doing to combat the strategies that the Democrats have utilized in order to kick our butts all these years, you know? And she got quiet. I said, you need to take that back to your people and tell them you've got to talk about, you know, talk about voter integrity. Talk about making sure that every vote counts. And it was funny because, you know, and I said, look at, I'm a conservative. I do a conservative radio show, a TV show. So you get a lot of in-kind, you know, promotion, you know, from the show. And so I appreciate what you're trying to do to raise money, but I think you need to focus your target more specific to the things that people are most concerned with, and they're concerned about their vote being counted. And she goes, well, can you at least give me $50?
Just, you know, the problem is you're talking to somebody hired to do that job who probably has no interest in the bigger picture or whatever, but it is frustrating. And and you know, the problem is, too, the Democrats have an enormous, enormous advantage, which is they have labor unions. And those unions, you know, a word goes out, hey, we need people to go gather up ballots at these following you know, medical facilities or whatever. And people go out and do that. I mean, they have a ready army of volunteers. And so if any of your listeners coming into the 2024 election can do it, they must volunteer for their local organizations to get out the vote, drive people to the polling station, whatever it takes. And again, ahead of time, get those ballots, you know, filled out and sent in. And I'm not talking about anything illegal or even corrupt.
Yeah, no,
I'm talking about helping people to vote because it's important.
Well, we're playing the game the way they're playing. If these are the rules and you get four downs, you know, don't be a Republican and take three. You know, they're taking four. So take four downs. You know, it's ridiculous.
That's really, really well said, Bill. That's exactly right. So, I mean, I'm feeling panicked because if we lose another election,
this
stuff's going to go on. And some of these changes that they're trying to make, for example, in our energy industries, those are profound and they're not reversible at some point. So, you know, we're getting close to kind of D-Day on sacrificing one of our most important industries to climate change, but I think actually to China, because I think China, if you had to set out as the Chinese to undermine America's great advantages, energy would be clearly number one. They have to import theirs. We don't. We got close. We got to self-sufficiency under Donald Trump. Boy, is that scary, not just to China, but to other countries like the Russians who have to export a lot of energy. But we have to kind of take back these policies and just kick them to the sidewalk. They're hurting.
What about our allies? Nobody's talking about our allies that were doing really well when we were energy independent and how well they were doing. And all of a sudden, America, you know, leaves the building. And it's like, what? What must they think, right?
That's right.
Go ahead, 20 seconds. I'm going to let you wrap it up. Go ahead.
The only thing that Joe Biden cared about in terms of energy and making increasing energy production was when our allies demanded more natural gas, liquefied natural gas, to confront Russia. We did that, but he won't do what it takes to help Americans with their energy costs.
Thank you, Liz.
News from Washington, D.C. The FDA will begin targeting the sale of illegal disposable vapes in kid-friendly flavors. Here's former California Congresswoman Mary Bono.
The recent action targeting illegal disposable vapes is a good first step, but enforcement matters. Words aren't enough. The FDA needs to finish the job to protect our kids from these illegal disposable vapes in youth-friendly flavors and then take them off our store shelves.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
USA News Update. Talks will resume today between UPS and Teamsters Union in hopes of agreeing on a new contract. The current agreement expires on July 31st, and the union is already set to strike. Several large companies that utilize UPS have notified customers this week that there may be shipping delays. UPS officials say they're focused on reaching an agreement. President Biden will be designating a new national monument to honor Emmett Till and his mother, Mamie Till Mobley. The 14-year-old black child from Chicago was kidnapped, beaten, and brutally murdered in Mississippi back in 1955. Biden will sign a proclamation today on what would have been Emmett's 82nd birthday to establish the Emmett Till and Mamie Till Mobley National Monument at three sites. They include two sites in Mississippi and one at a church on Chicago's south side. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. All these great interviews that we do every day, you know, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, available right there on the website. You can download it at your earliest convenience and share it with all your friends and neighbors. Why not? Hey, Jeff Kemp is with us to share. Always good to be talking with him, my good friend, the man of God, former NFL QB and ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I appreciated your directive, you know, toward this Washington Post columnist that was talking about Men Are Lost and her recent article that seems to, you know, have struck a nerve. But I think there's a lot to that in her perception, you know, in terms of men being lost and, you know, how this process occurred. But, you know, the fact of the matter, the reality is that, you know, men are lost at the expense of women, right? Because women are looking for a mate. And, you know, it's not real exciting to, you know, go to their mother's basement and find a prospective mate playing video games, is it?
No, Christine Imba, she writes this column for the Washington Post. And from a more progressive, liberal perspective, you'd expect that the Washington Post had interviewed some fairly moderate to progressive men that were starting to trend towards some solutions, like this guy Scott Galloway. Uh-huh. But the gist of what she was finding is that young men are lost. They're not going to graduate school at nearly the rate they used to. They're not going to college at nearly the rate they used to. Advances for women are good, but the losses for men aren't turning out good. Men living in the basements of their parents, not having confidence, not being able to ask women out, not getting on track with their careers, pulling out of the job market, which has happened more and more, particularly with some transitions in the economy to fewer physical, you know, labor type jobs. And in a few points, they finally admit that this isn't turning out good for women. This isn't a zero-sum game where for women to gain, men need to lose, which is almost the cultural message that has been coming from most parts of the culture other than, you know, Christian and more traditional voices. And I think they went overboard to attack some conservative or right-wing leaders, and I'm not for, you know, male dominant power for any reason other than strength that protects others. And that's where this article came down, is maybe there's room for a new masculinity where male traits that are produced by testosterone are useful to society because they protect women and children and the vulnerable. And really, that's the Jesus message of what a real masculine man is in the first place. So, yes.
Well, and the other thing is
the real manhood. Right.
Yeah, and you bring us some good points here, Jeff. The other thing to consider here is that for the last, 10 years or so, we've had a very progressive hookup culture. You know, the gals have thrown themselves at guys. It's just weird. I mean, in a sense, and I'm talking about it
the rules and principles of commitment will allow for a sexual relationship. Those have been going away for 60 years now. The idea that marriage is important. There have always been, you know, sexual relationships outside of marriage, but they didn't end up getting encouraged or being the main pathway to find what a man wanted in the long run, which was a friend, a companion, a partner, a help, a teammate in raising kids, having a family, advancing in their career, getting a piece of the rock, and moving forward. And guess what? Marriage, in all social science research, leads to much greater outcomes and wealth, but not just for the man,
right?
For the women he's married to, and the children,
and the legacy, the family that go forth in the culture. You know, exactly. Yeah. You're exactly right. And all this is compromised right now. And the thing is that, you see, we got to step back a little bit and consider, you know, I mean, in this particular case, this gal's looking at it and just blaming the guys. And I didn't gather from her piece and her statements that she was that she was part of the problem. It's kind of like, Warren Farrell, who wrote the book, The Boy Crisis. And basically, he and his partner, when they wrote the book, and Warren was involved with the National Organization for Women. He was on their board. Okay, so he's all progressive and all this kind of stuff. And then he realized, he goes, oh, my God, I got three daughters. Who are they going to marry? You know, and so what's out there? You know, the pickings are getting pretty slim because, you know, boys have been beat up and, there's some educational issues in terms of, and there's been studies on this, that the curriculum in the classrooms today favor the minds of girls over boys. Boys are more kinetic. They've got to have things, some rough and tumble, some outdoor kind of stuff. They can't just sit there endlessly in class with their hands folded. It doesn't work. It drives them nuts. But, there's some curriculum issues to deal with as well.
There are many, many, many cultural trends. Education is one of them. Messages in the media, welfare laws that have moved dads away from the mom and away from the kids. But those things are not going to turn around quickly. And I think, you know, you and I are usually going to speak not just to some wise policy macro solution, which we'd love to see, but we don't put our hope in that. We put our hope in what can you and I do to change? What can we do to mentor the next man next to us? What can we do to raise our kids to change? So this article did come up with a good conclusion. Scott Galloway, this gentleman that the journalist talked to, said, you know what, we need more of us men to be good men and to connect with and influence the younger men who don't have a guide and don't have a vision. And that
get mimics, involved.
That mimics what Robert Lewis, a great leader of men, a Christian pastor, author of great books like Modern Day Night, Raising a Modern Day Night. He says we need to give men the biblical vision of manhood, to follow God's word, to love and protect God's woman, to excel at God's work, and to improve God's world, whether it's through fathering or through your business enterprise or through your stewardship of a little league team where you mentor the young kids. So we men need to follow Christ's example of manhood, connect to the next generation with a relationship of friendship, and then model and show them the vision for masculinity that is strong for others' benefit. That exactly. is the essence of Christ-like manhood, and we need to recover that desperately. Everyone, you know, wherever they are on the political spectrum, needs men to be strong and protective and beneficial. That's the model.
Well, it gets back. You got to be that change that you want to see in others, right? And you think, you know, what is the best source, the best resource we can have? Starts with the Word of God. The Word of God is very clear. I mean, if you do a concentrated study of what a man of God looks like and your responsibility, you will come away different. And also your the people that you associate will be different as a result, because you want to be on a team that is promoting and advancing the same vision that you have, which is not, first of all, starts with yourself. And like you said, Jeff, and then you're going to attract women who respond to that. Because they do naturally. I mean, this is a God, kind of a God admiring thing that happens. It's very attractive, yep. And then and then you're going to be able to be around other guys and have boundaries to where you have guys around that respect the family, that talk, they talk well of their wives and their kids. They're not trying to be funny and coarse. And bringing people down. Does that make sense? We got about 35 seconds. I'm going to let you wrap it up. Go ahead.
Masculinity lives for a bigger purpose, for the longer term, and can sacrifice to do so. But I want to encourage men, we're not just setting a high standard that you have to do on your own. Jesus did it by depending on the Father, and he lived as a son, and that's the answer. Let's live as sons of God with friends that we can drop our guard and be honest with and be a team. And we will be strong for others.
Yeah.
So, just like Jesus did, depend on the Father.
Yeah, exactly.
Get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day. That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
The Associated Press is reporting that thousands of illegal disposable vapes are pouring into the U.S. from China, despite recent action by the FDA. Here's former Congresswoman Mary Bono.
A wave of illegal disposable vapes in kid-friendly flavors is flooding in from China. The FDA needs to act now and pull them off store shelves. As a mother and former policymaker, I can tell you there's no time to wait.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Checking the clock, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Samantha Mao. Yes, maybe Baby Paxton will wake up and say hello, Uncle Bill. That always makes my day. Sam is the good news girl, and you can check out all her reports on BillMartinezShow.com, and she's right there. She's the good news girl. Hey, Sam, how are we doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You know, a couple days away, have a new hip. I'll be able to leap tall buildings with you know one single hop, skip, and a jump. I guess you know. So hey, I'm excited.
Be the bionic man.
Hey, really? I'm telling you. I just keep asking the doctor. You know, the first question was, do you know the difference between your right and left? He goes, yeah.
I know.
I know. Well, you know, and I'm talking to a nurse, and the nurse goes, well, you know, you'd be surprised. You know, that does happen. And I go, don't tell me about this, doctor. But it made sense because she says, well, you have to imagine, see, the doctors are at the foot of the bed, right, or the foot of the operating table. Well, their right hand is to your left body, right, to your left side because you're facing them, right? So everything's just the opposite. So I can get it, you know, where they say, okay, we got to do the right. Well, they're thinking right hand, not the person, not the patient's, you know, right side, but their, you know, right side of reference. You know what I'm saying?
That makes me thankful. They're like double checking every, you know, sometimes you're like, why are they asking so many questions? It's like, confirm your name, date of birth, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, why do you keep asking? And I'm like, you know what? No, it's okay. You ask me, you double check.
Just make sure, whatever. Yeah, I'm going to put a marker pen, do whatever, you know, cut here, you know.
Yes.
That's it, you know. Not even say anything. Somebody said, well, put, don't cut here. No, you don't do that. You don't tell somebody.
Oh, my God, don't even know.
No, because then that's what they do, you know, because you confuse the brain. Just tell them, give them one target only,
yes.
That's it. Because I don't want to wake up and realize, uh-oh, oops.
They did the wrong one.
No, that's not going to be good. But anyway, hey, we all have stories. Like, for example, this first couple that extends a heartwarming friendship, this lonely boy who knocks on their door, huh? How old was this kid?
That's right. He's 11 years old. His name was Shaden Walker, or is Shaden Walker, and this is down in Amarillo, Texas. And this is, it's so sweet and so sad at the same time. To start off with, the story begins when he comes up, there's a video doorbell video of this whole interaction, and he goes to Brennan Ray's house, which is one of his neighbors, and he's like, you know, do you know any kids around here, maybe like 11 or 12, that might be looking for some friends to play with, you know, I'm just really lonely and I need some friends, which it both breaks your heart. And then you kind of admire, you admire his courage for,
yes,
you know, taking initiative to make a change in his life. And reach out to people, because I know people many times his age that wouldn't be brave enough to do that when they were feeling
exactly
lonely like he was. But so what ended up happening was, you know, so Brandon ends up sharing this on Facebook and, you know, all kinds of social media platforms. They end up raising, like last time I checked, $37,000 for him. And people from all over the world have reached out, all over his community. And, you know, and he's become friends with them himself. And he was saying, like, what, you know, how brave he was and how much he admired him for that and how kind-hearted this young guy was. And it just kind of reminds you that sometimes... Mm-hmm. Sometimes kids just have the best ideas. You know, he just took a sec and he just reached. I mean, I just think how brave that was. I don't know that you can pay me today to go up to a stranger like that and just be like, I'm just looking for a friend, you know, just.
Looking for a friend, and $37,000 later, you know, you go, okay, but I still want a friend. I don't care about
the
money.
Right. That's right. But people from across the world have reached out to him. And I think that, you know, this neighbor has, like, befriended him and, you know.
Exactly. Wow.
And I hope that, you know, I'm not sure what the GoFundMe was exactly for, but I hope it makes his life better. And I think that if nothing else, it shows him that there is a lot of kind people out there that care and that are ready to befriend you. And honestly, that kind of story just, the video melted, you know, melts your heart in the first place, but it made me very happy to see this update, because I remember seeing the video when it first came out a few weeks ago, and I was just like, oh, you know, it was like... Yeah. Especially, I think, being a mama now. I picture my little boy, being
exactly.
lonely.
Well, yeah, because, you know, the thing is that, I mean, I have six kids. And some of the kids are very adaptive. I mean, they're very social, easy. And then, you know, I have a son who he's very charming, but it's hard. I mean, he has a hard time making friends, and maybe part of the challenge is because his sister, it was so easy for her. And and I think in retrospect, you know, I probably should have counseled her a little bit more directly in saying, hey, look, share your friends with your brother, okay?
Right.
And because he was always kind of the odd one out. And, you know, brothers and sisters, you know, especially when you got in, and he was the youngest. So, you know, he was the decided pain of the family kind of thing. And, you know, and it was tough. And it was tough for him to, you know, to make friends. You know, so and so as a parent, yeah, like you said, you're starting to become, you know, now that you're a mom, you're realizing, okay, wow, you know, this one's socially, you know, plays nice with others. He's okay. We're okay. We can take a breather there. And then you have a child that, you know, they're shy. They're more of an introvert. And they don't make friends as easy. And then, you know, here's baby Paxton, and he's partying hardy, man. He's, you know, he's on stage, and everybody's, you know, yelling and screaming for him. And then here's the other, you know, the child that feels left out, that, you know, I'm not as good as Pax, you know.
And, you know, that's one of the reasons I thought it was so brave of him to do that. Because even if you're, you know, I've always been, I would consider myself a very outgoing person. But, you know, so to see that bravery, I hope he inspires others to reach out that are maybe feeling that way, that, you know, it could change the whole
trajectory. Well, I'll tell you what. Hey, he raised $37,000. Even the shy kids are going, hey, I'll give that a shot. Why not? Huh?
That's right. That's so true.
Well, this next story is she saved a man's life 6 years later. Oh, my goodness. She saves his daughter's life? Are you kidding me? What
is
this, a Wonder
amazing?
Woman? What, what a story.
Okay, so 6 years ago, Christy Hatfield, she was a paramedic, and she saved a man named John Cunningham, who was having a heart attack. And she was talking about, she remembered when he was in the ambulance, she's like, you're not going tonight. This is, you know, this is not it for you. We're going to keep you here. And she ends up befriending him later. You know, she ends up saving him, of course. And she ends up befriending him on Facebook, like apparently she does a lot of his patients. And she also ends up being friends with his daughter. You know, of course, she has a special place in their heart because she saved his life.
Exactly.
And so 6 years later, his daughter shares on Facebook that she has advanced kidney disease and she's looking for a kidney donor. You know, she was like, I feel uncomfortable asking, but, you know, this is kind of like, this is a last resort. And
God, you're desperate. Oh my gosh, yeah.
So what happens? Christy reaches out to her and she said, you got your match here. You know, I saved your dad's life and now I'm going to save you. And
oh my gosh. Really?
up...
You're kidding.
Can you believe that?
Oh my. Unbelievable.
You haven't done enough. And there's no telling how many lives she's saved throughout her career. I mean, people working in that field are truly, you know, doing God's work on behalf of him. And it's just,
what a giver. Well, thank God she's only got, she gave a kidney, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, thank God she's only got two. Could you imagine she had 10? She'd be saving people left and right. Yeah, here, I got a kidney for you.
She absolutely would. But you know, I mean, like, you see people like that, and you just wonder how many lives she's touched, because I bet this is just the tip of the iceberg of people that she's helped. And, I mean, you know, you think about something
like you say, that's her nature. That's why she's in the business that she is. I mean, it's just a natural way for her to express her giftings and talents, right? What an incredible individual. God, I'd like to meet her.
I
don't need her kidney, thank God, right now, so it's okay. I wouldn't, you know, she's down to her last one, so we'll be careful. Give her a life. We want to keep people like that alive. Kentucky Hoard. Let's talk about it. Kentucky man discovers over 700 Civil War era coins in a cornfield. Lord have mercy.
So this guy, he recently unearthed, like you said, over 700 well-preserved Civil-era war coins. And it's the Great Kentucky Hoard. And they're, they range from 1854 to 1862, so just prior to the Civil War. And it's just amazing. I don't think they've ever seen a haul this big. You know, it's not only that it's worth money. Many of them are gold coins. But the value is not, like, the value of the history is worth more than the weight in gold, you know, because it's like a glimpse back into history. And so they're trying to figure out who buried it there. You know, it's quite a mystery right now. Like, don't you love when we find new things to be, like, it's like a new mystery to solve. And
exactly.
So they think Daniel Boone allegedly buried a cache of coins down in Kentucky, and then Jesse James is also thought to have buried some coins there. So they're trying to figure out, where did these coins, you know, there has to be a good story behind these 700 gold coins and where they came from. And I'm sure the
IRS is all over that. I want my cut, right?
I was like, how does that work exactly? You have to give them the coins, or do you have to take
Oh, I'm sure they'll have some sort of assessment. They have their ways, I'm telling you. This next story we heard in the news in the last couple of weeks, if it's the same one I'm thinking about, and that's a man and his dog survived 3 months at sea on raw fish and rainwater. This was quite the experience, wasn't it? We got about 40 seconds left, Sam. Go ahead.
Oh, that's right. So Timothy Shattuck from Australia, he was going through Mexican City in April, and he ended up, his boat lost electricity, lost all the power, and him and his dog survived on fish and, you know, purified water for 3 months. He looks very thin, but they survived, and I'm amazed at people's ability to survive such circumstances. He was just rescued recently.
Yeah, what a great story. And, of course, anything that involves a dog, right, it's just immediately.
I know.
I mean, it's kind of amazing. We don't care so much about the guy. We're glad the dog survived. I mean.
That's right.
We're such funny people.
You're taken care of.
Samantha Mal, the good
news girl.
Thank you, Sam. If you're
concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.